This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You? You ready to go for a Friday? You're looking back on the election and asking yourself, isn't it fantastic to live in the great state of North Dakota? Isn't it wonderful? North Dakotans so smart, so savvy, sorting out the vast majority of the questions put before them. I'm still in that glow. I'm still in that glow of just absolutely loving the fact that we live in North Dakota. I really am. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. You got yours truly, Scott Hamlin, solo for the whole program. Here's what we're going to do. Kelly Armstrong, who's headed for Congress as the next congressman from North Dakota, fill Congressman Kevin Cramer's vacated seat so he can go over to the Senate. So he'll join us coming up. Corey Lewandowski, remember him? Written a book about the deep state and how it's undermining the presidency. So look forward to that conversation. But this hour that we're in, lay it on me. I'm going with a Heidi Free Friday, Kev, just so you know. Heidi Free Friday. So find the buzzer. Since Todd's gone, you'll have to be the buzzer guy.
All right.
And if I say it or anybody else say that, I'm done with it. I'm just time to move on. Time to move on. I know I had a lot of calls yesterday about the extreme, and I would say sad, a pettiness where you don't call your opponent and say congrats, you know, that you don't have the class to do that. But I'm moving on. It's over. That means I did something good, right? Little ding, ding, ding. You like that? Yeah. But anyway, you get the idea, folks. Now, here's the big question of the day. This is the really, 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 really big question of the day. That caravan?
Mm-hmm.
That invasion? Headed for our border?
Yep.
If I oppose letting these people in, if I support stopping them at the border, am I a racist?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Oh, okay. The president thinks it's a stupid question. He didn't say that once. He didn't say that twice. He said it three times. Yeah. Did I hear him right?
Stupid question. Then. What a stupid question.
Yeah. The president today, leaving for an overseas trip, stopped to talk to reporters, and one reporter asked him, you know, whether or not he could fire Mueller, or what was it again? That Mueller Mueller be reined in or whatever? And he said, what did he say again?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
A lot of stupid questions. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. No, I made up a stupid question, just so you know. That wasn't the real question of the day. Actually, today, any question goes. Whatever you want to talk about. I want to give you the whole hour. It's been a long few months here. We spent a lot of time on things related to the election. You figured that all out. I do worry a little bit about the threats to this North Dakota way of life. And you see bits and pieces of it, for instance, in the valley. It's kind of a little, it's like, you know, when you go by a lagoon and you smell that really, I don't know, what would you say that smell is, Kevin? It's just kind of a foul smell. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little stench.
Yeah, the little stench. Well, you're getting that because it's drifting over from somewhere else. And that's sort of, you know, with Minnesota's blue status kind of drifts over. Although Western Minnesota is, you know, as solid as Western North Dakota.
Kind of when the beet plant's really fired up and staking up the place.
So, I mean, maybe that's a little bit, I don't know. But yeah. I do, you know, if I'm thinking about anything, I have this glow about, you know, again, North Dakotans sorting all this out, sifting through the lies, not you know, succumbing to the carpet bombing of negative advertising or any of that. And yet, I envision a day when we wake up and that's not the case. What do we do to stop that? What do we do to prevent that? That's what's, you know, knocking around in my head today. But it's a Friday, and let's just make it a free-for-all. If you're a first-time caller today, let Daniel know when you call. Say, hey, I am a first-time caller. My name is Sam. I'm from Lincoln, North Dakota, and I'd like to talk to Scott. Put me on the radio, but I'm a first-time caller. I will then see on a little screen here that Sam from Lincoln is calling in as a first-time caller, and then I'll put you to the front of the line, and then I'll say, Sam, thanks for being a first-time caller after you get done telling me what you want to say, and we give you my pillow. Now, sometimes people call and say, hey, I was a first-time caller, but I didn't get my pillow. You have to tell Daniel. You have to tell him, okay? So we look forward to that today. You can also text me with your questions or comments on anything, 701-367-2054. I'm transitioning out of election mode. Enough. Well, let's get back to everyday life in North Dakota. What's good? What's bad? All the rest of it. 701-367-2054 to text me. 701-367-2054 to text me. Or to call us 258-0550. 258-0550. One quick thing before I get to the phones here. Last night at the Woodhouse in Bismarck, we had a little gathering of our fine listeners that are interested in going to Norway, and it was so fun. I mean, the burger and the onion rings were really good at the Woodhouse, yes. But in addition to that, what was really, really good was the company. And a lot of folks interested in joining us on our travels to Norway. June 15th through June 30th are the dates. They're already... is about over half of the travel contingent. We usually go with about 30. Slightly more, we could probably go to 35, but there's already over half signed up. And we'll have more of these gatherings. Fargo on Monday, 5:30 to 7 at the Pizza Ranch. Grand Forks on Friday at the Pizza Ranch, 5 to 6:30. You had a hockey game up there. Jamestown, the Pizza Ranch on the 27th, and then mine at the 29th. Mark those on your calendar, okay? All right, let's go to the phones. Doc wants me to answer a question. He's from the beautiful area of South Dakota. Doc, how are you?
Jeez, no, I got the wood stove going. It's not so awful, too bad. You got the place warmed up. No, I wanted to answer a couple of questions. I had two things, so two fish to fry here. Firstly, talking about limiting power on some of these people who are just being negative. Well, there's two kinds of people. People who write the checks. Now, they got wealthy and good for them. You don't want to argue with success. And then there's the people who cash those checks who are always looking to gain more power. And the way to limit those people is to basically limit their financial ability to do so. So the people who are writing the checks need to cut back a little bit on their negative influence by, you empower somebody with bad behavior by continually giving them money, they're going to think it's okay. So the second fish fry is I got a question about global warming. The ice cores in Antarctica indicate that there's a glacier on its way, a little ice age, I think right about this time of year. And it's been coming for about 10 or 11,000 years. The scientists are saying, well, they're guessing. But I just want to know, has anybody ever heard about maybe there's a little ice age on its way? I'd be interested in listening to that. I'm curious.
All right, we'll throw that one out there. Now, Doc, I remember you calling us a while back, and after you did and described your situation down there, we had a lot of people said, please, 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 Can you give me that person's number or have them call back? Because I think there are a number of things that that are available to him in the way of help and assistance that would get him out of that current situation. So if you're willing to, Daniel, I'd like to put, excuse me, Doc, I'd like to put you on hold and have you talk to Daniel and give me your number. We'll pass that along to some folks that are wanting to help.
I think that would be all right with me. I've just been kind of biding my time, you know, doing the best I can out here. And it's like 11 months of winter and 1 month of tough sledding. But that's life up here, I guess, huh?
It is, but I you described your situation very well. And by the way, we appreciate the fact that you listen and we're keeping you company. But a lot of people said, I think there are some things that he might not be aware of that we can help with. So that'd be awesome, Doc, if you would. I know those folks would be happy. Hang on a second, and we'll have Daniel get that number from you, and then we'll connect that to the folks who called. You remember where that was, guys? Well, we have it written down. We've got the numbers. So we'll get to that. Beth in Jamestown wants to talk farming. So do I. I'm looking forward to that. We'll do that next. 800-228-0550. Give us a call on What's On Your Mind, Friday edition.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Stuck in the middle.
20 past the hour, rolling on a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Calls welcome in this first hour on any possible thing on your mind. Any topic. Let's chat about it today. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Kelly Armstrong, next hour, and Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald Trump. And don't ask him a question that doesn't make any sense, or you're going to get, you know, an answer you don't necessarily like. You know what I'm saying? Right? He doesn't like stupid questions.
What a stupid question that is.
See, I love when he does that to me. I don't know who that reporter was, but he looked him right in the eye and said, what a stupid question. And I've watched you. You ask a lot of stupid questions. He got three stupid questions. Thank you very much. How great is that? Just, I mean, absolutely the way it ought to be. I can't say enough about that. I can't say enough about Pfeiffer's either. Our friends at Pfeiffer's, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, have some auctions on the calendar that I want you to know about. If you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you can see the full lineup. You can also call them and get one of their great catalogs at 877-700-4099. Let's go shop for some land. We have Tuesday next week, 240 acres in Grand Forks County auction. Norman County, Wednesday next week, 378 acres. Another parcel of 467 acres. Pembina County later this month, 110 acres. Then the big consignment auction coming up at the Auction Center of North America on Tuesday, November 29th. That'll be great. A ton of land out in Montana early in December. Daniels and Valley counties of Montana. And then early December, about 147 acres in Mercer County, some great farmland. South Dakota land, Clay County, Minnesota, Yellow Medicine County, Minnesota. You get the idea. Same with machinery auctions, too. And they've got them all. Equipment auctions coming up. So Pfeiffer's.com or call 877-700-4099. Let's go back to the phones here. You can text me, too, at 367-2054 or call us at 258-0550. Beth in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
I've got a little situation, and I don't hear enough about it, and I think it's something that needs to be pointed out. My husband and I farm about 4,500 acres. We don't have any kids that are going to take over the farm, so we don't have family help. So it's just he and I. We have been looking for a full-time hired man for over 3 years. And cannot find anybody who wants to work. Farmers work a lot of hours in the spring. They work a lot of hours in the fall. There's some downtime in the winter, so your hours are so variable. When you find somebody that you think is going to work out and you start talking with them, they want more money than what we make in a year. We offer housing. It's just incredible what people, they come to North Dakota and they think farmers all have all this money and they can go to work for a farmer and get rich in 2 years. And it just seems like nobody really takes into consideration the amount of money it takes to farm. They just see the checks or they see the products going into the co-op. They think they have a lot of money and they should have a piece of the pie. And we always ask them, would you work on a bonus? And if we lose money, are you going to pay us? And that normally ends the conversation right there. But it's incredibly difficult to find hired help anymore for folks that want to work as a farmhand.
Is that relatively new, or has that always been the case?
Well, you know, we've farmed for, 17 years? And we've always been able to find, if not seasonal help, people that stick around for 2 years, 3 years. And it just seems like since the oil's gotten big, we get so many more people that move up here, then find out there isn't a job for them in the oil field. So they decide they'll, move on down, keep moving east until they find work. And they expect oil rig pay at, that's just something we can't do.
Yeah, and I think I was going to say my first blush answer is that I think that's a product of the success of North Dakota, that the labor market is so tight that the opportunities are pretty extraordinary. But obviously, people are doing it. I've been on operations where they've got some folks from South Africa, for instance, and some other countries.
And it's sad because I'll be real honest. I see so many people getting I don't want to just call it welfare, but they're food stamps and medical assistance and all kinds of assistance from the government. And they say they can't find a job, but they don't want to work where there are jobs. And we are having to look for temporary help overseas and go through the whole visa process. And it's just really, really sad that that's what we have to do.
I can imagine there are some people listening to what you described in the way of position saying, well, I'd be interested. That's a job I'd be interested in. Do you want to give your number out or tell folks how to contact you if, in fact,
Well, you know what? And I don't want a ton of calls from, I don't want to say folks that just.
How about this? I'll put you on hold with Daniel, and then we've got one text and one call off air that is saying, hey, I'd be interested in talking to her. So we'll connect.
That's fine. I just don't want it publicly out there for every John Doe to call or anything.
You.
But if you want to give them my phone number, that would be wonderful.
All right, and we've got a call from Valley City and a text that wanted, so we'll get your number from Daniel, and also ask anybody that's listening if you got suggestions on how you're doing it, well, how you're maneuvering this, call us. Let's talk about that. And by the way, it's not just farming operations. If there is a pain point in North Dakota, where otherwise things are pretty darn good, the low unemployment rate. And the need for employees is a huge thing. It can stunt our growth. It can hold us back. No doubt about it. So it's a real problem in a lot of industries. Hang on a second, Beth. Daniel will get that, and we'll connect you with some others. And stay in touch. Let us know how that goes, okay? Appreciate that very much. Let me get Grant Bismarck in here quick. Don't have a lot of time before the break, but we'll start anyway. Go ahead, Grant. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just touching base about employees and trying to find good help. I mean, I do it all the time. I've got a carpentry business. And, you know, one thing that kind of I figured out was, you know, we'll just get our influx of work, you know, when it's really nice out. Well, if I got good guys, I can always kind of, and I can vouch for them. You know, we hook them up with some homeowners and we get them to do some side work and they make a little cash on the side and I'd let them borrow any tools if they feel they need them. You know, if they break it, obviously you got to buy it, but that's kind of what I've done because it is really hard to pay wages and try and make a bid. Just like, you know, they've got their input and they got a harvest and they don't know what they're going to get possibly.
So you just keep them busy. You're going to use them when you can.
Do the best you can, and that's all I can say.
All right, it's great, Grant. Thanks for the tip.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Tens of thousands of people forced from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of wildfires, and more than 20 million people are under red flag warnings because of high winds that are driving the flames.
The challenge also for us is that we are at the beginning of a significant Santa Ana wind event that will last a number of days.
That's a Ventura County fire official. The Woolsey fire threatening 30,000 homes there. To the west, the Hill fire has jumped the Ventura Freeway, and in Northern California, the town of Paradise is being called all but destroyed by a fire. That from a demonstration last night in New York City, activists in several cities in the streets calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe to be protected. They're concerned the new acting attorney general might shut down the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
So Daniel, did you get the number to the Valley City person for Ben? Just going, okay, all right, so we took care of that, and we did text her as well, so we love connecting our listeners. It's just so darn fun. It really is. Good stuff. We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. Go Wireline is a company made up of North Dakotans. That's the beauty of it. I mean, there are other folks that do this line of work, but these folks have nearly 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry, and they formed a North Dakota company. So it's they're founders. Five of them have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. They're in Williston, they're in Dickinson. Easily be anywhere in western North Dakota when you need them on the job. You call, they go. That's what they call Go Wireline. They'll go. You call, they go. Great career opportunities. GoWireline.com/careers or call them at 701-572-0886 or stop in the office, 328th Avenue East in Williston. Say, hey, Scott told me you're good guys. I want to know more about this job. All the opportunities you have available. 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Still waiting for a first-time caller for a free MyPillow today. Just let Daniel know where you're calling from. That's your first-time caller. We'll get you to the front of the line and get you MyPillow. Everyone waiting for you to our Fargo office or the Bismarck Studios at 550 KFAR. Your choice, okay? So let us know when you call. All right, back to the phones here. Let me read a couple of texts. And I still need to get to Donald Trump and those questions this morning because he was asked about Mueller and everything else. Texter says, hey, Scott, I'm 1 year older than you and farm 22 miles straight north of Montevideo. How about that? That's my hometown, you know. He said Monty. I said Montevideo because Kevin doesn't know Monty. My wife and I have 1,100 acres and are hoping that one of the kids comes back to take over. To the 4,500-acre lady, why should anybody want to work for cheap to build their capital? Yeah, I guess define cheap. She was saying that, when they negotiate a price, the price that folks want is more than their entire takeaway for the year. So while you're right, it's, you know, still building their capital, it sounds like just not the cash flow there to do it. But I Appreciate your call. I appreciate your text. Morning, Scott. Can you explain what's really going to happen because Measure 1 passed? I can't. Right now, I know what could happen, but I believe, like South Dakota, there'll be litigation, and we're not sure what's going to come out on the other end. I'll tell you what worries me most about Measure 1, that if anybody sat down and said, let me just not listen to anybody, just read what this is, there's no possible way you couldn't have come away from that with saying, this is a mess. Way too many unanswered questions. I don't like this. And I do think we have a responsibility as voters to know these. I also think the constitutional measure process must be reformed. This garbage should have never been on the ballot in the first place. It's just pure garbage. It's wrong on so many levels. I mean, it's the wording is as long almost as the entire North Dakota Constitution as it exists, and now it's talking about a change to the Constitution with that. But that just right there tells you, well, wait a minute. What are you trying to do here? We elect legislators to protect the integrity of the process. We have an ethics process. Now, one of these folks that supported this could say, here's what we're trying to fix. Remember when? That'll never happen again. They couldn't. This is about trying to affect change that they couldn't do at the ballot box. So stay tuned, listener. Gabe says, a lot of us that live in Minnesota listen to you. Can you try to get more of the Minnesota candidates and issues on your show? We're getting crushed on this side of the river. We understand. We have a lot of listeners in Minnesota. And so it's always a challenge to balance that. But point well taken. We'll do our best to continue as we go forward to doing more of that. I think in the case of that congressional seat in Minnesota 7, that person has to be well enough known, you know, for 2 years that it becomes a different situation. All right, back to the calls here. First-time caller waiting to chat in beautiful Wing, North Dakota. This is Adam. Hello, Adam. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Appreciate you taking my call. I was just calling this morning to see if you can give me a reason why you like my pillow so much.
A reason why I like it so much? Well,
yes, sir.
The very moment I slept on it, I said something's different here. You know, and I always would get kinks in my neck and toss and turn and, you know, I'm just that kind of person that's never happy with a pillow and, you know, stay at a hotel. I don't like them. Didn't like my own, constantly trying to switch it out. And now it's just like a little slice of heaven when you lay your head on that pillow.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to hear your reason why. I know I've heard a lot about it. I've heard a lot about the product. It's a good product. I don't have one myself, but I just wanted to get your views on it personally, what you thought about it yourself and your own use.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. And, of course, now we have a MyPillow mattress topper, too, so it's really good. And the good news, Adam, since you're a first-time caller, you get one, too. So you can tell me pretty soon what you think of the MyPillow. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They have a lot of great products. Giza sheets are phenomenal. And we have the mattress toppers I mentioned. They have a mattress. They have a bed. They have a travel pillow. They have a, you know, My Pillow for pets. So I think we have the pet, the sheets, the topper, and, of course, oodles of pillows. So trust me, you're going to love it. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you try this stuff for 59 days to say, you know what, I don't get it. I don't like it. It doesn't do it for me. Boom, send it back. Simple as that. You call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. Adam, hang on, and we'll get your name so we can leave a pillow for you. I assume you want that in Bismarck, probably.
That's correct, sir.
All right, we'll leave it in Bismarck for you. Studios of K-Fire, 3500 East Rosser.
Oh, we love ours, too.
You into it? You like it?
I didn't know if I was going to buy into it. I thought, well, okay, it's a pillow. Let's see.
You like it?
Everything about it. We were talking about a Wednesday night of poker. Another guy at the poker table was like, I love it. I bought one. Yeah, they're great.
Here's another first-time caller going all the way to Red Lake Falls, Minnesota for Mike. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, I just want to say I am back. I've been trucking across the country this summer,
And I would like to remind everybody how doggone lucky they are to live in North Dakota, and in my case, northern Minnesota. North Dakota, you guys really don't necessarily appreciate how nice it is up here. The cold weather, hey, that comes with being tough and living up north. You get to the rest of the country, and it just stinks. The traffic, the attitudes, the genuinely inconsiderate people. Yeah, I come back here, I'm going to be pulling a hopper this winter, and I'm very excited about not pulling that refrigerated trailer all across the country and coming home.
That is awesome. That is great, Mike. Thanks for the reminder.
I'd like to say that sleeping in a truck, I really would appreciate one of those My Pillows. It's a little bit tough to get comfortable in the back of one of these sleepers.
I'll bet it is. Well, we're going to change that. So next time you're in Fargo, we'll have one with your name on it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Daniel, we'll take your full name, so we have your full name to put on the pillow. Adam and Wing, Daniel, if you'd take his on line one, and then line four is Mike in Red Lake Falls. We'll get him one as well. We just need their full name so we can leave them for him. So hang on, fellas. We'll get those, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Mike at Perm wants to talk migration. Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got to tell you, Scott, you are not a racist, for one thing. Those people that are coming to this border, how can we vet these people? Who do we know who they are? ISIS said they would infiltrate the people coming across that border. And if we're going to let all these people in, we're inviting the kind of trouble that we may not be able to walk away from. And I think the president has the right idea. You want to come to this country legally? Fine. If not, the door is closed. That's all there is to it. And as far as Robert Mueller is concerned, this new attorney general, nothing I would like better than to see him hauled in there and Rob Rosenstein and give them the two famous words from Donald Trump. You're fired. Have a good day, Scott. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike. You too. Appreciate it. Gordy in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. 2580550 is the number. 701-258-0550 or text me at 701-367-2054. Go ahead, Gordy.
Hey, Scott. Just wanted to weigh in on Measure 1. And then just a quick thing first on immigration. The other guy prompted me on that. So the thing there is on the immigration side, a lot of the Trojan horse is already inside the gate. So we got to figure out what to do with the people that are already here, as well as stopping the ones that are coming. So, but on the Measure 1 side, I don't know if you're aware or not, but almost every red state out there had a bill on their initiated measures that was similar to Measure 1. They're trying to take over the governments of the red states by doing these initiated measures through whatever process the state has. South Dakota had one just like ours. One of the other red states close by had one just like ours on their initiated measures. I don't know how many of them passed, but I know that was a nationwide sweep by the Democrats to try and get these things on ballots so that they could circumvent the governments of these red states. So I think that would be something that might be good for you to look into to see how many of these measures passed in a lot of these red states, because it's a nationwide deal. It's not just North Dakota.
Yeah, I knew they'd done South Dakota. I guess I wasn't aware that there was an effort to have them on a bunch of ballots. I wish I had known that, because I think people would have maybe paid a little closer attention. I just I'm disappointed it passed. I really am, because I don't think you can read it and think this looks reasonable. You know what I mean? And I get yep. you're gonna have a certain amount. I mean, Farmers Union advocated passing it. I mean, anybody that was of a Democratic leaning was in favor of the thing passing. But that's not enough numbers to make it pass in North Dakota. So people looked at it and said, "Ah, this doesn't look so bad." And that's just that's uninformed.
That's
is what that is.
Because of the way it was written, though, it looked like a good measure when you read it on the ballot. But if
yeah, that's the other thing. Mom and apple pie, but just, we know better, don't we? Thanks, Gordy.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
I'm NDSU Extension Crop Economist Dr. Frey Nelson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until mid-summer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed, or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice? Plan ahead. Don't panic, and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Before this show is through, we're going to play a few of the questions and answers from Donald Trump at a mini press conference. Says he headed to Marine One to head off to Air Force One to head overseas. And it's a classic. It is an absolute classic. Here, he was asked about Michelle Obama's book and some things that she said about him. And here's what he had to say about that. This is a beauty. Listen closely.
Oh, Michelle Obama said that. I haven't seen it. I guess she wrote a book. She got paid a lot of money to write a book. And they always insist that you come up with controversial. Well, I'll give you a little controversy back. I'll never forgive him for what he did to our United States military by not funding it properly. It was depleted. Everything was old and tired. And I came in and I had to fix it. And I'm in the process of spending tremendous amounts of money. So I'll never forgive him for what he did to our military. I'll never forgive him for what he did in many other ways, which I'll talk to you about in the future. But what he did, because he talked about safety, what he did to our military made this country very unsafe for you and you and you.
Isn't that a classic? I just love the fact that he's just right there in their face. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call, someone that unafraid to fight, unafraid to take this on, which conservatives have not done well at all. I think it's great, fantastic, and he loves the fight. He loves to take it right to him, and he has more when that comes. More where that came from, I mean. I expect it. 9 before the top of the hour. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, who with the WSI give us an opportunity to bring you a safety update on the program. If you go to ndsc.org, click the training icon, you're going to find a lot of opportunities to save lives. Go to workforcesafety.com. You're going to find out more about the online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses right there. CPR, AED, and first aid coming up soon in Bismarck and Minot. Defensive driving, Bismarck and Minot. These are all first half of November. Suspended worker rescue. There's more. NDSC.org or workforcesafety.com. These folks want to match my testimonial on the MyPillow. You know, somebody called earlier and said, Scott, why do you like the MyPillow? And we have some folks that want to share their stories. Anything goes on this Friday. We love it. All right, Roger in Williston, give me yours. You go ahead.
Yeah, say, first of all, I'd just like to take one quick comment about the illegals coming in from the South or wherever. And they're blaming Trump for taking away the kids. Well, if the parents wouldn't break the rule and jump the border, the kids wouldn't be taking them away. I mean, if they're not breaking the law, if they would come in legally by the border, and by the way, a lot of other people are waiting in line to get in. If they go through the process the right way, their kids wouldn't be taken away. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point, and one that is just basic, simple logic that they disregard because they want to forget the fact that they're breaking the law. And you know, really, again, I don't. They want more voters, obviously, and they want no borders. No borders equals more voters for them. So that's why they want to paint Trump as a racist and you as a racist if you believe this, because they're trying to get to that greater goal. That's my take.
Yeah. But anyway, about the MyPillow, I've had two neck fusions, one to the front and one to the back. And I went through a few different pillows, tried to find something that would work right. And after my second neck surgery, we ended up buying the MyPillow and trying them out, and that's the best pillow I've ever had. My wife loves it too.
Well, you hear that a lot. And that's, I mean, it's one thing for me to like it just as someone that, you know, likes a better night's sleep and had issues with the pillows, but you're talking about some serious surgery and having some comfort after that. That's life changing. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it makes I can sleep at night now. That the MyPillow is. I would tell any of my friends to go ahead and buy that. That's a super product.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the call. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a ton, Charlie in Fargo. You're next. And what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Cass County half-cent tax that got defeated. Did you happen to see the Commissioner Peterson, I think his name? And he basically said no to the voters of Cass County and said, if we don't get to raise your taxes, we'll just raise your taxes somewhere else by raising our property tax. I think that guy needs to be held accountable for that type of statement. The Cass County voters said, no way, we don't want that. So his job is to cut something somewhere else to pay for something that he thinks we all need.
Yeah, I think the argument for that whole thing was there's two ways to fund this with a tax, a countywide tax where people from all over would contribute, obviously, if they come in to spend and buy and do things. Or if that's a no, then we have no choice but to add it to the mills of the county. So they did say that in, ahead of the event, but I think your point is a good one. I think government can always tighten the belt somewhere, right? I mean, we do it. Something happens we didn't expect at home, and we find the money.
I agree. I just don't think we need to rent our house from the government for the rest of our life.
I'll find that comment or clip, too, and share that next week, Charlie. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Kelly Armstrong, Congressman-elect, when we come back, and more of your calls.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God in Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.